You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi. 11 and John Bon Jovi's kid.
Right.
Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake. What is it again? I forget what it was.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I know, but you were saying, like, is it Brown Jovi, Jake Brown Jovi?
Oh.
Something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, their couple name?
Yeah. Yes. Millie Brown Jovi.
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, are now parents.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Did you know she was pregnant?
No.
No.
Because she wasn't.
Oh, they adopted.
They adopted. They didn't have a surrogate with their own. They didn't do the embryo and have a surrogate. They adopted a baby. They announced the news yesterday after they were seen pushing a stroller in the Hamptons on Tuesday. Ah, the Hamptons. Aren't they having a massive storm back east right now?
Massive.
Yeah. Well, I guess it wasn't happening on Tuesdays, or maybe the Hamptons are not subject to Hurricane Emma.
It's weird. They hit. They move out to sea. They come back.
Yeah.
It's bounce
up the coast.
If you live on the East Coast, you follow the course of that
you
thing,
do.
So you know.
My mom sends me those radar shots mm-hmm. all the time. Oh, look at this one just missed us. Don't worry about this one. They released a joint statement saying the Brown Jovies did, saying this summer we welcomed our sweet baby girl through adoption. We are beyond excited to embark on this beautiful next chapter of parenthood. In both peace and privacy.
Why? Why would they do that?
Why would they adopt?
Yeah. They're 21 years old.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
People have their reasons.
Yeah. But plenty of people. I grew up with a young lady. Like she lived down the street from me and I knew her my whole life. She said, I'm going to be a mom as soon as possible.
Mm.
I want to be a mom. And I used to think that's crazy. How can you think about that? We're 12. Like,
It's going to be possible really soon, if not already.
It was how she thought about, you know, her life and what she wanted to be. And and then she became that. And she is truly awesome. Like her kids are grown and she posts about them. Like me and my girl is how she hashtags everything when she goes out with her daughter. And they go see, you know, Broadway shows together. And she loved it from before and has lived up to that sort of billing as a great mom.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Some people are
into it.
Wrong with that.
No,
did
it sound like I was
no,
making? Okay.
No, nothing at all. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, maybe part of what, because they are, let's see, Millie Bobby Brown Jovi is 21 and Jake Brown Jovi is 23. They've been married for a little over a year since May of 2024. I don't have name or photos of the baby or anything yet, but adopting, okay. A lot of people, isn't that lovely to be able to open up your home to someone else?
Oh, it's not about the adoption. I just, like, why not wait?
I agree with you.
You barely even know who you are at 21
I agree with you in that.
Try telling that to a 21-year-old,
Your brain
though.
Is still literally growing for, like, 4 more years at 21. I'm not saying they're going to be bad parents. I'm sure they'll be wonderful parents.
Sure.
But I would guess that you'll be better parents if you wait.
Well, I would have, you know, if it's up to me, and it's not, I would have also said, don't get married yet. You two are, you're in your 20s.
No rush.
You can be together without being married. You don't need, you know, it sanctioned by the government.
You can always get divorced.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You have to keep
the kid. I get your instinct, and my instinct would go one step farther. Not only should you not have kids, you shouldn't even marry. But we don't get to be in charge, and they've got a ton of dough. And Bon Jovi backing.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They do have Bon Jovi backing. I don't know what the boy is worth. Although he's done some acting. I actually saw him in something, but I have her net worth here. Do you want to take a guess?
$25 million.
She's been in Stranger Things, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. She was in that Damsel movie, which I actually really liked.
She's a Netflix movie star.
Yeah, and Enola Holmes films.
The first of her kind. She crushes it. I watch all her movies, even though they're, you know, for a younger audience because she's 21.
You say 25 mil, Vin?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Who, the kid?
Him? No, her.
Oh.
How much is Millie Bobby Brown
like
worth?
Like 60.
60 mil.
I'll say 26 million.
You rat.
Vinny gets that point. She's worth, they're saying her net worth is estimated at about $14 million, which for the second Enola Holmes film, she made $10 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is it only 14? She made $10 million on one movie.
Well, half of that goes to taxes. Another percentage of it goes to her agent. Like,
and
she's
and
promotions team and publicity. Like, it's... $10 million ain't what it used to be, but $14 million feels really low to me.
It hasn't had time to grow. In
that's
the stock
true.
Market. Yep. Like when we do some of these other people, that money's been.
It's like Stifler.
Yes, exactly.
Like he's got all this money, you know. They were talking about how much of it is invested. Yeah.
Well, I hope that they are people who know themselves well enough that they are prepared to be parents because there's no question. Most people in their 20s, everything is me and I. But I gotta, what about me? Mm. What about me? I can see that. And there's a kid going, too bad. You don't get to go out. I'm a kid.
They're not even consciously thinking that. They just know innately that you work for them.
I would have, you know, if it were up to me, I would have said, be a movie star for a while and don't worry about a kid.
Yeah. But again, try telling that to the 21-year-old who feels like I'm in charge of all this. And she did grow up. She probably grew up faster than a lot of people because she had to act like an adult.
Didn't you tell us that she's also got a huge animal farm?
I think she does have an animal farm, and I think that, and she also has a beauty and skincare line.
Florence by Mills.
That's right. And she's got some pretty major partnerships. Calvin Klein, Converse, Pandora.
She wrote a book,
Louis
too.
Vuitton.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's produced. She's a producer on the Enola Holmes and Damsel movie.
Oh, she'll keep making
she
money
wrote a,
on those.
She wrote a novel, 19 Steps. It's it came out in 2023. I feel like, okay, they're saying 14 mil, but that
well, either
truly
way,
doesn't feel like enough.
There, congratulations on
your new baby
parenthood,
right? And it's a girl, I believe. Yes, it's a little baby girl. I don't have a name or any photos, and she's certainly doing it young. But
I'm really grateful I waited because I was not capable of being unselfish at a young age.
Right. Well, you also needed to get your ass together.
That's like, true, but. Plenty of drunks make kids.
Yes.
But I'm just glad that I'm doing it at an age when I can absolutely, even though I don't want to sometimes, I find myself saying, I should be surfing. Why am I sitting here, you know, watching a soccer game, mm-hmm. soccer practice?
Right.
But that's because I want to be there.
Yeah.
I can do that
and
now.
You're the dad.
Right.
There is a rumor about the baby's initials, RWB, because it was on her phone case. It was displayed, and her late grandmother, Ruth, they think it might be a nod to that, so the baby's name might be Ruth.
Oh.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Such a cute name.
Well done. Breaking news.
Ruth Wendy Brown Jovi. You say it was RWB?
Yeah, RWB. Mm.
That story broke here.
Ruth, what a Bon Jovi.
Ah. Mm. You mean Brown Jovi.
Brown Jovi, yeah.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.